We will now move to our panel. So you know, I will introduce each member of the of each panelist individually and give them a chance to tell us more about their business and what experiences they've had with the Foodbox program. We'll start the introducing the panel with our first panelist is Andrew Jochum, who is the general manager for the Puget Sound Food Hub. The Puget Sound Food Hub Cooperative is a farmer-owned cooperative operating in the Puget Sound region, as the name implies. The co-op combines marketing, aggregation, storage, and distribution for member farms and ranches. The goal of the cooperative is to develop relationships between local farms and business institutions with a vision to create healthier communities, while also expanding economic opportunities for Northwest Washington farmers and ranchers. Puget Sound makes it easy to buy directly from multiple local farms through a web platform, which allows for one order, one delivery, and one invoice. Andrea, welcome, and thank you for joining us. And please tell us a little bit more about Puget Sound Food Hub.
Ramiro, thank you so much for that thorough introduction. Are you able to hear me all right?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
Perfect. Just wanted to say, Mr. Purdy, thank you so much for your presentation. Really appreciated getting some background on the program and kind of the changes as it went along. Really insightful and helpful from our perspective, even as someone who was awarded a contract and successfully executed that contract. So appreciate your time here. So Ramiro, thank you for the introduction. The Puget Sound Food Hub, we're a farmer-owned cooperative located in Mount Vernon, Washington. We're about an hour 15 north of Seattle, right on the coast. So kind of as Ramiro outlined, we're a distributor for our farmer owners. We do distribution, marketing, sales, and invoicing for about 50, well, actually over 50 producers at this point who are a part of our farmer-owned cooperative. A little bit of history. We started out as a really grassroots organization, a selling club in the parking lot of the Skagit Valley Food Co-op, our co-op here in Mount Vernon, north of Seattle, about 10 years ago. A handful of growers got together and just said, hey, how do we work smarter? How do we collaborate here as a community? And started getting together as a selling club physically in the parking lot of the food co-op to sell to chefs, restaurants, institutional buyers from hospitals and school districts by saying, hey, come to this one location. You can buy from these 6, 8, 12, 15 farms all at once. We've grown organically over the last 10 years, formed officially as a cooperative in 2016, and now 2020, looking ahead at a very kind of interesting, exciting, and challenging short-term and long-term future here. A little bit more about us, and then I'll be happy to transition to how we engaged with the Farmers to Families Food Box program. We have a small fleet of refrigerated box trucks at our warehouse here in Mount Vernon, where we've got a full freezer, walk-in cooler, and dry storage space at our warehouse. Our small fleet of refrigerated box trucks does distribution all the way down south through Seattle, down to Olympia, and then as far north as the Canadian border. We do deliveries multiple times a week, 3 to 4 times a week during the busy season. We're growing really strongly, actually, during the pandemic. We've been able to kind of shift, luckily, and in large part due to the foundation that our farmers have put together over the last 10 years, really coming together as a community to establish the Food Hub as a strong sales outlet for themselves and each other, working with institutional accounts, some corporations and big businesses in Seattle. We work with everyone from those guys down to small individual restaurateurs, retail grocery stores, hospitals, schools, anyone that's engaging in the food service industry and preparing food for people to eat has the potential to be a customer of ours, and we're actively pursuing that. A little bit more about us. We source exclusively from Western Washington, so our farmer owners basically exist in the counties in Western Washington that border the Puget Sound. Very small footprint in terms of sourcing. Kind of an easy way to explain it is that we source exactly from the footprint that we distribute to. So as far south as Olympia and as far north as the Canadian border, any farmer or local producer in that region can apply to become a part of the Puget Sound Food Hub. And then we would supply distribution and sales for those individual owners and entities. Kind of shifting over to the Farmers to Families Food Box program a little bit. I think as Mr. Purdy mentioned in his presentation, very fast process, quickly put together. So a lot of appreciation for everyone working hard at the USDA to meet the needs in unprecedented times for the country here. We were able to kind of scramble and put together our application early on and did receive an initial contract, May 15th. We began distributing, aggregated boxes on June 1st, and then we finished our final aggregation and distribution on September 18th with the Farmers to Families Food Box Program. We did not receive a contract in phase three. I think as Mr. Purdy mentioned in his presentation, the priorities and needs of the program shifted and seemed to shift from our perspective too, towards serving hunger relief needs and maybe more away from market support and kind of supporting small farmers or different producers and kind of matching what I understand the USDA seeing their need to be as meeting the hunger relief needs. In total, we delivered almost 19,000 boxes as a part of the Farmers to Families Food Box program, and that equates to almost 200,000 pounds of food. And this is food that was all grown locally, again, within Western Washington from our small, scale farmers and producers here. So in terms of impact from the program for us, it was extremely impactful for our dozen to two dozen producers that were able to participate in one way or another with this program. I do want to mention we had some really strong local partners here, that came alongside of us that I think helped make our contract extensive and expansive. In some ways, we worked with an organization called Viva Farms that's a member of the Puget Sound Food Hub and a larger specialty vegetable farm called Ralph's Greenhouse to pack boxes that we partnered with them on to distribute, as well as our own packed internally here. Both of those entities are members of the Food Hub. So again, just the program allowed us to do a lot of collaboration and connection with our local producers. We had two additional partners I want to mention too, kind of going back to Mr. Purdy's points in his presentation. Our hunger relief partners, the Bellingham Food Bank up north and Community Action of Skagit County, down around where our warehouse is, two hunger relief networks that we worked closely in partnership with to make sure that our aggregated box fit their needs, that our delivery schedule and logistics fit their needs. They were instrumental partners with ours. And I would humbly say that I do feel like the Puget Sound Food Hub, from my biased perspective, was a pretty perfect executor of what I understood the goals of this contract to be in terms of local sourcing and then working directly with our hunger relief networks to get that food grown in the same communities that those aggregated boxes were going out to. So, you know, really proud of our participation, really excited to have participated. There were definitely some challenges with the program, which we will maybe get into later in the question and answer session. I know our food bank partners struggled a bit in the first few phases, as I think a lot of organizations did, just with the volume of boxes they were receiving. We were not the only provider of those aggregated boxes. There were other larger entities delivering and in some cases dumping boxes on them and then just leaving it up to them to work through kind of the logistics of distribution. And I guess also definitely disappointed to not receive a contract in phase three. Again, really happy to have participated. Overall, from my perspective and our farmers' perspective, a very beneficial program for us. And again, I think we were able to execute it fairly well, extremely well from my perspective. Definitely some challenges involved, which I'm sure we'll get into later on. But that's a little bit about us. Ramiro, thanks for facilitating. Please let me know if I can expand or answer any questions at this time. Maybe we have some later on and we can get to some of our other great presenters here.
Thank you, Andrew. That was a lot of great information. I apologize, my microphone was muted, but I feel like I know Puget Sound a lot better now.